For those worried about climate change, West Virginia versus EPA could have huge ramifications.
I mean, I think it is scary.
Kara Horowitz is an environmental law professor at UCLA. Like many people, she was surprised last fall when the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case.
Because in many ways, the case is a dead letter. It's not totally clear what exactly the court is reviewing.
The case stems from rules created by the Environmental Protection Agency during the Obama administration, known as the Clean Power Plan. It attempted to shift the electricity sector toward cleaner energy sources.
So the EPA is using a method that relies on shifts away from coal power plants toward more renewable sources of energy like solar power and wind power.
The Clean Power Plan was challenged in court and it never went into effect.
It was replaced under the Trump administration by something called the ACE rule.
The ACE rule, the Affordable Clean Energy Rule, didn't regulate where power plants were getting their energy. It looked only at reducing emissions at each plant.
What some folks call an inside the fence line approach, where EPA can look only at each individual coal-fired plant and make it take steps to be more efficient, and that's it at the end of the day.
The Trump ACE rule was also challenged in court. In January 2021, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in that case.
So the D.C. Circuit said, nah, you're not interpreting and applying the Clean Air Act correctly. Your regulation is far too weak in its approach.
Jonathan Adler is an environmental law professor at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. He says the appellate court further ruled
that the agency had the obligation to adopt a regulation governing greenhouse gas emissions from power plants, and that that needed to be the sort of expansive regulation that the Obama administration had adopted.
Kara Horowitz explains that the lower court decision is what will be formally reviewed by the Supreme Court this month.
What makes it odd is that the rule that the D.C. Circuit had been weighing in on no longer exists.
The Biden administration has said it intends to write its own rule. Horowitz says the Supreme Court usually finds reasons not to hear cases, which is why she and many other experts are concerned that there is more to the Supreme Court taking this case.
I think it's not a bad bet to assume that the justices reached out and decided to take this case because they want to make a statement about EPA's authority. And given the makeup of this court, one has to assume that that statement about EPA's authority is going to constrain the agency.
Jonathan Adler agrees it's possible the court could look more deeply at the authority of the EPA. He explains that the major questions doctrine could come into play.
The idea of the major questions doctrine is essentially that Congress does not delegate to agencies broad regulatory power without saying so.
When Congress creates a sweeping law, in this case, the Clean Air Act, it delegates broad power to agencies to fill in the details. But the doctrine says that when agencies move in new directions, like shifting to cleaner energy, courts should not assume Congress has given agencies this authority.
We shouldn't assume Congress did unless Congress was more explicit about it. And so when you have a statute like this that was last amended 30 years ago, where Congress was thinking about the sorts of pollution control measures that are applied to traditional pollutants, it would be unusual to interpret that provision as containing the latent power to reorder the entire power sector of the economy.
Adler says it would take an act of Congress to give EPA that power. Horowitz isn't holding her breath for that.
In this hyper-polarized political environment, it's not like Congress is going to step in and say, oh, then we're going to give EPA more authority.
Horowitz and others say this case could have broader implications.
You could take that same reasoning, cut and paste it across a range of different statutes that give agencies authority over everything from immigration decisions to healthcare decisions to the environment, and use that same reasoning to restrict agency authority in all of those arenas and others.
A decision in the case is expected in June. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.